This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. India's health ministry says it has now surpassed 5 million total COVID-19 cases. The South Asian nation reached the grim milestone Wednesday, when the health ministry reported more than 90,000 new infections and almost 1,300 deaths in the past 24 hours. The country has reported 1 million new cases since September 5th, when it reached the 4 million mark. India imposed one of the world's strictest lockdowns in March in the early days of the pandemic, bringing nearly all economic activity to a standstill. The growing surge of new COVID-19 cases comes as the country gradually relaxed the restrictions. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday night the country is within weeks of getting a COVID-19 vaccine. The president contradicting predictions by leading health experts that a possible vaccine won't be ready until much later. President Trump appeared on a nationally televised town hall and said a vaccine could be available within 3 to 4 weeks. The president also told the ABC News moderator that the virus would eventually disappear without a vaccine, citing the theory of herd immunity. His defense of his administration's overall response during the town hall came hours after the nonpartisan Pew Research Center issued a survey showing that only 15% of people across 13 nations believe the U.S. has handled the pandemic well. Weather forecasters warn Hurricane Sally will create catastrophic and life-threatening floods as it moves over parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center says the powerful storm made landfall early Wednesday, moving near the coastal U.S. town of Gulf Shores, Alabama. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The newly elected Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says he will implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States. The Prime Minister saying he also hopes to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. Suga spoke at his first news conference as Prime Minister after being sworn in earlier Wednesday as Shinzo Abe's successor. Suga was voted Prime Minister by Parliament on Wednesday to become the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years. He appointed a new cabinet with a lot of familiar faces, keeping about half of Abe's previous lineup. Reuters reports the United States plans to sell several major weapon systems to Taiwan. According to four people familiar with the discussions, the weapon systems include mines, cruise missiles, and drones. This comes as the Trump administration ramps up pressure on China. Pursuing several sales at once is a rare departure from previous military sales to the island, which were spaced out to minimize tensions with Beijing. Belarus's leader, Alexander Lukashenko, says he has asked Russia to supply his government with weapons as he faces mass protests over a disputed election. Lukashenko said this during talks in Minsk with Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, but he did not specify which weapons he had requested from Russian President Vladimir Putin. He did say it would keep the situation under control in Belarus and along the borders. Russia and Belarus are currently holding joint military drills that run until late September. Widespread protests have persisted for weeks in Belarus as thousands speak out and take action against a disputed election that left Lukashenko in power. Reuters reports Kenya's 47 country governments will shut down some of their services and close hospitals to new patients after their representatives in the Senate failed to resolve a dispute over a new scheme to share revenue between them. The scheme aims to distribute cash by population size. Critics say it takes away funds from less populated, poor regions and gives them to those that are economically stronger. Supporters of the plan say it will ensure a more equitable distribution of cash. The deadlock in the Senate means no cash has been dispersed to local authorities since a new formula needs to be in place for the cash to be released. South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers their past due salaries, dismaying civil servants who have been waiting for their paychecks since April or May. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.